back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively taking the show on the road this week. It's Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be out on the west side at the Beaumont on Thursday from 2 until 5. There's a rumor that I have a Hall of Famer coming, but it's not confirmed, so I don't want to give that out. But all of my guests are Hall of Famers. You know this. We had a great guest at Coco's last week, and Senator Corey McCray joined us in the 45th, had a delicious crab cake over there, great conversation with Dave Shinen, as well as my lifer pal, Mike Resigliano, an artist and cartoonist. And, of course, Marcella and her staff stopped by and visited. All of that up at Baltimore Positive, all of that as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. We had a $100 winner at Coco's last week. Speaking of the west side of town, I'll be over there on Thursday. They will be they'll be hitting a little white dimple ball across the pond. The British Open is this weekend. We talk a little golf around here. And our dear friends, Classic Five, and, of course, all the Classic Five courses opening, sweltering. They all have a hose to hose you off like the Oriole dugout at this point if you hit a hole-in-one. Richard Shepard joins us now from Forest Park. How are we keeping the bikini wax greens bikini wax when it's this hot out, man? But there's been a lot of water, right? So that's
We haven't had to worry about water. You know, it's been tough to cut recently, but I think this week is going to be dry, so greens will be running nice and smooth. Hopefully no water. We've had enough so far, so I think all right.
You and I got to know each other a couple months ago. I don't know. It was Masters, maybe you came. I don't even know when
PGA.
It was.
That was PGA.
PGA. You did PGA. All right, so we're up to the last major here. You're a young guy. You're younger than me, but, dude, I don't know if we've ever seen anything in golf like this since the last time you and I got together, right? Just the live, the tour, the PGA, the Saudis, the money, the politics, the play, actually, you know, through these majors. And now it all sort of meets over in Europe. This has been a messy year for golf in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah. You know, when they had the meetings in Congress, right, for the live and PGA situation, I think that was the first time I seen like golf coverage on CNN.
Right.
I'm like, wow. I mean, it's made it all the way up to politics, to the U.S. Congress, what's going on. They still got to figure some things out. A lot of congressmen I saw and senators are not in favor because of, you know, what Saudi has done to us in the past. I even saw they actually had 9/11 victims at the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And that
my
really
wife's one of those people too, by the way. My wife was a 9/11 leukemia survivor. She got leukemia there. So like even 22 years later, what nefarious governments attempt to do to our country. I see the TikTok ads now running on mass. And, oh, TikTok's great for our military. TikTok's owned by the Chinese. So, you know, let's, you know, I call it the way I see it around here. I've been to China as a journalist and I know exactly how the journalists were treating each other. Not much better than Chad Steele treats me at Owings Mills at this point. I just, when it comes to sports washing and that sort of thing, it's just, I don't think it's amazing they picked golf, right? But seriously, it's upended everything about the sport itself and the way we watch it. I don't think it's upended anything about your programs over Forest Park and people coming out and having a good time and staying loving the game and all that. But I think at the highest level, everybody's been brought into it, no matter what your politics is, no matter where you are, you've been brought into it because it's changed the fundamental way professional golf is going to be viewed, seen, reported on, all of that.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll wait to see how they're going to merge together. So, you know, I'm waiting to see how it's going to work. You know, the PGA Tour players are upset because, you know, a lot of them are regretting not getting the money from Liv. You know, you know, they offered Tiger, I think, almost $1 billion. And he's like, you know, I stayed loyal to the PGA Tour. And then y'all going to go ahead and merge with them when I could have took the money and still been in good graces. So we'll see, man. It's tough.
Sticky. But, it really is.
I'm excited for this British Open this week. Coming off Rory's exciting win yesterday. I don't know if you caught that. He won the Scottish Open. Coming back, birdied the last two holes to catch McIntyre. He's actually a Scottish golfer. He caught him down the stretch. It was amazing, man. And he's obviously the favorite going into this week. So,
well, there's a reason the Saudis targeted all this because these guys are good. They're famous. These tournaments are wide
and golf,
open. You know,
golf
every
is global. Golf is global.
So for this week with the British, and I know the politics is going to come raining down, but you talk about Rory, and talk about guys playing well versus not playing well, and then you get over to British Open, and a lot of things change. Not St. Andrews this time, but the courses and the way they're played. I mean, even LA played differently last month, right?
Well, that's the US Open. LA was at the US Open. That's known for being a tough course, high rough, fast greens. So, scoring is at a premium there. You're not going to see a lot of birdies at a US Open. Now, British Open is a different style. It's links style, right? We're used to American style kind of parkland courses where you got to hit carry it and land it soft on the green. Links style, you can run it up. They got those pot bunkers in the fairway you got to watch for, because if you get it in one of those, you're not going to be able to advance it to the green. You got to just punch it out and then hit from there. So it's a different style of play. And Roy's being European is a favorite, but a lot of guys are able to adjust. They're working on it this week. They're probably all there now doing practice rounds and checking out the course to get ready for Thursday.
Richard Sheppard Jr. is here. He's over at Forest Park. He is the golf
Sure.
pro over there, the PGA pro. And so tell me for the summer and for playing and for all of this that golf's been in the news. I mean, to your point, in the real news, not just the sports news, in the real news, there and when I put it on, and my wife loves watching golf on a Sunday. She just does. Like, so we all the majors we wind up watching, we'll watch it this weekend as well. Probably in Dewey Beach with Tommy Conwell on Sunday watching the end of
But you
this
got to
one.
be careful. You got to be careful now since they're overseas. It's an earlier start.
Earlier, right? It's not 10 o'clock at night. We're sitting here watching in the dark like we were out in LA. It's the other side of the world. We got to get out of bed early. It's like breakfast at Wimbledon. But we'll be awake early. We're not going out to Dewey Beach later in the day on Sunday. But in regard to what it means at Forest Park, what it means for Classic Five, what it means for locally, is interest up in golf locally as you see it? I mean, you seeing more fresh new faces out on your course?
Definitely. I'm getting a lot of new golfers coming out. I'm giving a lot of beginner lessons. Golf's just a it's a cool thing now. It didn't used to be that way. I think COVID helped a lot. A lot of people got into it during the pandemic, and they stuck with it. They've told their friends, "Hey, I've been playing golf. You should come join me. It's a social thing, having fun, and being outdoors, and you can't beat it, you know."
Well, there's never a day on, and I have a lot of Facebook friends, right? There are 100,000 people out there following me around, but I
I
don't know
see,
why. But somebody's always on the golf course. Like, I mean, on my Facebook page, somebody every single day is always on the golf course and taking advantage of good weather. I don't have the Jones, right? Like the first day the sky opens, I'm more likely to go to the beach, right? That's who I am, right? But
You're a
for
beach
people
guy.
who golf and getting good weather, and then it gets a little scorchy. It's been a little hot the last week or two,
Been
but I
hot,
can't think of a better weather year where, like, I've had the windows open, just as an example in my place, most of spring and summer, where every day's been a pretty decent day to play here.
Definitely in the mornings, early afternoon. You get those kind of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with the humidity and heat. But it's been great up until then. Come on out, come see us. Weather's great. I'm getting ready to do a junior golf camp soon as we wrap up, and we're gonna have some fun. Come
All
see
right,
us.
so you say you've been given a lot more beginner lessons. Talk to our audience here what that's like. If it's them, maybe it's their child, a grandchild, a spouse. And I say this all the time. Brian Billick and I have been friends for 30 years. He made fun of golf for 27 years. He moved to Minnesota and Columbus, Ohio about 4 or 5 years ago. He sold his place on the Eastern Shore, and he was still making fun of golf then. At 65, he was making fun of golf. And now, when I reach to him, I can't find him. He's on the golf course 7 days a week.
Oh, he's got the bug. He's got
Yeah,
the
he just got addicted. And I don't. And the next time I have him on, and we talked about this last year because he was coming into his own, but it's really fed into his athleticism, his addiction, his mind,
His
all of it. He's 70
competitiveness.
years old now. He's competitive. He's got money. He's got time. He's got grandkids. They all ski. All of his grandkids' wife's a ski instructor. She's like you, but a skier, right? So he takes them all. But when it comes to golf, here's a guy who was an athlete in California, of all places, spent his whole life in all these places in this circle where all these other coaches golf, all of his coaching buddies golf. He made fun of all of them. I remember when Neuheisel was around, and Neuheisel was a great golfer. He would make fun of those guys always. Now he's got the bug. So when I even say about young people or somebody like me, I'm 54, to come out and get a lesson or whatever, you're never too young, never too old. But old dogs can even, I mean, it is a sport that literally is for life. And everybody's told me that.
Correct. Yeah. You could be 4 years old. You could be 84 years old. You can still enjoy this great game of golf. You know, it's just getting out there. You don't have to be a pro. You don't have to be playing for money. Even a lot of people do, but you just get out there and enjoy it with your friends, family. And, you know, it's a lifelong game that you can play forever. You know, basketball was my first love. And, you know, I stopped growing. So I didn't grow. I stopped my growth spurt stopped. So I picked up the golf club and I've been loving it.
How tall
everything.
Are you?
I'm only 5'8". So, you know,
were you a point guard? And me a monkey could do it.
I was a point guard. I was like a Steph Curry. And he, did you see Steph Curry? He won the celebrity golf tournament. Did you see that?
Well, I mean, didn't cover it before they threw me out of the Orioles and the Ravens back when I was a real reporter, before they decided I wasn't anymore and that this doesn't matter. I knew athletes big time. I was always with baseball players, always with hockey players. They all play golf. I mean,
yeah, on their off
like,
days,
on their yeah. off days yep. and spring yeah. training. Spring training is golf and fishing in baseball yes. and hockey. My God, every hockey player, I guess it's, you know, because of the stick and the movement
oh, yeah.
of it.
And they got the speed. Yeah. Yep.
And they're all really. And that's the thing about hockey. Hockey and baseball, I think if you pick up a golf club, tennis too, if you play those yes. kind of sports where the ball moves. And I always said that about golf. I don't find golf to be like difficult. I find it to be repetitive, and I find it to be like, because I played baseball, the ball doesn't move, right? So I found hitting a baseball to be much more difficult than hitting a golf ball that doesn't move.
But
more than that, just if you are inclined to have eye hand, if you've done any of that, I have a feeling my back
were better. Transition. It's
the
easier transition.
If my back
transition.
Were better, I could come out there and you could get me playing decent golf pretty quickly.
For sure, yeah. It's much easier to transition when you have former athletes, baseball players mostly adjusting to golf, because you still have to have the speed too, club head speed, and they have that from bat speed or hockey.
Well, baseball will screw
speed.
You up because you pull your elbows in. First thing I did is I grabbed the golf club like a baseball bat, and Norm, who was my first Richard, said, no, finger in here, the club, you know,
different grip.
Do the whole.
A different grip, yeah.
And more than that, keeping your arm open instead of closed, because it's the same thing when you're water skiing. If you pull the rope in, you're done. You got to keep your arms out, right?
Extend it
you
out.
Pull the
right.
rope in, you go flying, and because the boat will pull you. The same thing would be true for golf. That's how I learned keeping arms straight. That if you are hockey, tennis, baseball, golf becomes, I don't want to say easy, but
it's an easier transition.
You'll acclimate. Yeah. You'll get better at it quickly. Right.
Correct. I agree. Yeah. Only thing, baseball, you know, you're swinging on a more of a horizontal plane.
Sure.
Now with golf, since the ball's on the ground, we're bending from our waist, you know, some little more of a diagonal plane, so to speak.
Look at you at 5'8". I didn't know on Zoom that. So 5'8's different than being 6'7" like Billick.
Oh, my God.
It's flying open, right?
Yeah. He's going to have to get his clubs adjusted.
Well, and speak to that a little bit, too, that when people come out, and they got old, you know, Fred Flintstone's clubs, right? From
someone passed it down to them. Yeah,
that the game now is so, you know, I'm 5'10", right? So like, you're gonna get clubs that fit me. Your clubs and my clubs wouldn't be that different as long as you're right-handed, right? But finding good equipment, finding balls that travel, finding good instruction at Classic Five. I mean, it's all there if you want to play golf. And I always think it's a welcoming thing, because I love telling this story about Billick, because 2 years ago, I couldn't have told it, that people pick the game up at various points when they find time, they find a friend, they find a spouse. I have a friend of mine, his girlfriend was athletic and had never played golf. They're in their 40s and they picked it up, and it's what they do. And they show up on my timeline. And he was not a guy that was golfing 5 years ago, but he's got a girlfriend and it's what they started to do.
It's a fun outing for them. Yeah. You know, it's great to get fit. You know, it's okay with the starter set just to kind of learn the basics, the fundamentals. But once you're serious about the game, you want to get fit for a set that fits your body, your swing speed. So, you know, that's going to help you in the long run. We got all the resources for you here. Come out and see us. We'll take care of you. We'll get you from, not even knowing what to do to being comfortable out there on the golf course and enjoying this great game. That's for everybody. We welcome everybody,
Classic Five got their simulators going up at Pine Ridge as well, Mount Pleasant. You're
Top
over at
Tracer.
Forest Park. Tell everybody about your course and how you got involved in golf because you were a basketball player and now you're a golf pro, right?
My dad and my uncles played. I started when I was 10. That was 2000. That was the heyday, the peak of Tiger Woods. So, I was like Billick. I think golf is dumb. Just old
Old men
guys.
play that. My father
Right.
plays that, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but my dad and my uncles were playing and they took me out and I hit a good shot, a couple good shots, and I said, I love this. Spending time with them, that was the main thing. Just spending time with my dad, because my parents are divorced, so it was nice to spend time with my dad and my uncles, and I've loved it ever since. We used to go, we started going to Ocean City golf trips, and
I
I
was
just
gonna
loved
say, did you putt putt?
it.
Was putt putt the entryway?
A little bit. I'd rather go to the range starting off and
You
just
wanted to
seeing the
hit it
ball
hard.
fly. Yeah, I
Yeah.
wanted to see the ball in the air. But yeah, putt putt was definitely an entry point. A fun thing to do with with the family. So
Well, my wife loves putt putt, and we're going down
yeah.
to the beach this week, so I got some old
Have you been out
pro
to
in me.
Topgolf? Have you been to Topgolf?
I have not, no.
Gotta check it out, man. Yeah, right
Well,
downtown. Yeah.
so yeah, for me right now, my back's not allowing me to let them
Oh,
rip. So
okay.
I'm much more of a putter. Now we did do I since last time we got together, I was up at the Hayfields at a
Nice.
charity event up there for the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. So I did go out for the day with Leonard Raskin, my partner of Raskin Global, and raised a lot of money for a great cause for the kids over at Mount Washington Pediatric. But I did hit a couple of he is a
You help the team out a little bit.
listen, Leonard's a serial putter. He You know, he doesn't tee off. He doesn't hit green. All he does is putt. And he has this putter from like 1980. He said he got it at his marriage, wedding gift. And
Hey,
this
once
is
you
his
find a good
way
putter,
to,
you hold on to it.
well, this is the way he treats sponsorship of the tournament. He goes hole to hole and offers the putt, as part of their foursome to help their team. And
Oh,
he's
wow.
really a good putter. Like, I was
Wow.
shocked. I'm out on the course with him and I wasn't drinking that day. It wasn't like one of those. We're driving
Okay.
around
Yeah.
and I got out and I like, he's got his putter. He's talking a bunch of ish. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, and then he got out there and he started sinking shots. And I'm like, wow, you played a lot of putt putt down at Dewey Beach. That's all I'm going to say. So putt putt is the entryway. Richard Sheppard Jr., he is your entryway over at Forest Park, part of our Classic Five family here. We talk about all the courses locally. We talk about LIV and we talk about the British Open this weekend. If you want to get out and play, what's the entryway? What do I got to do? Call you and then what happens, Rich?
Give us a call. If you're just starting out, we can set up a lessons package with you. I like to do I do a five lessons package, five for four. So you get one free if you do five. My goal with that is to get a beginner to onto the golf course in those five lessons. So that's a great entryway to enjoy the game out here.
A couple weeks. Come by for 2, 3 weeks. We'll get you out there.
Yeah, 2, 3 weeks up to a month. We'll get
All
you out
right.
there.
Well, I'm out there with my putter right now. I got to get my back together. I don't feel like comfortable in the long swing of doing that right now.
I
So,
wouldn't mess with it right now. Yeah, the back is
yeah,
nothing to play
L3,
with.
L4. It's, but I'm not in any pain right now. My friends at Planet Fitness have got me moving in the right direction. I'm on the yoga mat. I'm feeling fine, but I don't want to mess with it. I'm not, I've seen people. I was a baseball player, so I've seen some of my older friends go out and play catch now because the Orioles are cool again, right?
Oh,
And yeah, and I'm thinking to
They swept the
myself, I
Marlins.
can't even throw a party, man. I am just a spectator at this point. I'm better off just being where I am and happier and on the yoga mat. That's gonna be me right now. Play with my cat. Give
Love
everybody
it.
your the contacts for you, Richard, and coming out to Forest Park. Legendary course, right? Been there forever.
Oh yeah, coming up, 1934 we've been
Wow.
established. So
Almost 100 years, huh?
Forest Park Golf Course. We're 2900 Hillsdale Road, Baltimore, Maryland. Phone number is 410-448-4653. Give us a call, come out and see us, classic5golf.com. Book your tee times. See what else we got going on. We actually have the putting contest this evening. We started yesterday. Round two is this evening, 4 to 7. Come out and if you qualify here, you go to Mount Pleasant for the finals on Wednesday. And the winner gets actually 25 free rounds of golf. So come out and see us 4 to 7 today. putting contest. We got it on set up on the putting green. We'll have
Man,
some fun.
25 rounds of golf. Can I even get that in this year, or is that's
Right.
rolled over to next year, right?
Well, it's good for 1 year, so you gotta get it in. Yeah.
Every other
Yep.
week, free
Yep.
round. I like that. I like
Yeah.
that. Richard Sheppard Jr. joins us from Classic Five and our friends over at Forest Park. Always good to have you on. You got a prediction? You roared up.
Hey, Chester. I gotta go, Rory. Man. We have the same birthday. That's my guy,
That's your
man. I
guy.
love him.
All right.
Yeah. He's a shorter guy as well, so we relate. Yeah. But he can
Chico
bomb.
Garcia had my birthday. He was my guy, but that was back in 79.
Sergio.
So,
Oh yeah.
no, baseball. Chico Garcia,
I'm sorry.
79
Oh, I'm sorry.
Orioles.
Yeah.
Just
Okay.
October 14th. Me and John Wooden had the same birthday, so I rooted for
Oh,
him.
legend. Legend.
Absolutely. We're going to be bringing the legends out to the Beaumont on Thursday. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, all of it presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I just got a handful of these left. We had a $100 winner at Coco's last week. People were celebrating, having a good time. Had such a great conversation out there.
I love Coco's, by the way. That's probably my favorite crab cake.
See,
I'm
you
not gonna
could have come
lie.
out on
Yeah.
Thursday. A lot of people tell me this.
Yeah.
And now
Yeah.
that they're sponsoring us, you're allowed to say that out loud. So give Marcel all that love. Get on down to Bel Air Road to Lauraville. We were there on Thursday. Senator Corey McCrae joined us. I had great conversations with Dave Shinen from the Washington Post and Mike Versigliano about music and baseball, as well as the history of Coco's and the Coco's crab cake over there. We are at the Beaumont this Thursday. That is not State Fair. It's not El Guapo, but the Beaumont people don't have a shirt to give me. So I'm going to work on Donnie over there on Thursday. I have some great guests coming out on Thursday, 2 until 5. And then we are celebrating, and Richard, you're invited to this, 25th anniversary, August 3rd at Costas Inn. I'm giving away everything. Every Get Nasty t-shirt, Free the Birds t-shirt, Purple Rain 1, Purple Rain 2, CDs. If it's not nailed down, and I have swag, I have all sorts. I'm just bringing it all out to Costas on the 3rd. Get there at 11 in the morning. Take whatever you want. Stop, say hello. We're going to have great guests. Then I'm back at Drug City on the 4th, celebrating 25 years of this mayhem around here. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.